turn words into income streams. If you can use your words well, you can make a lot of money in a lot of different ways. Of course, just because you can use your words well doesn't mean you'll make a lot of money. Moby Dick, a famous American novel, failed miserably from a sales standpoint. So when you do use your words well, there's no guarantee you'll be immediately successful. Most of us would rather be financially successful in our lifetimes than long after we're dead. This tends to be much truer in the realm of art. Artists like Melville, the author of Moby Dick, and other artists struggled in poverty only to become super famous after their deaths. But words can be used in many different ways. If you can use your words persuasively, you can become very rich. You could also get into trouble with the wrong crowd. Voltaire's origin story happened after he got kicked out of France for angering the wrong rich guy with his words. He lived in England, and after seeing France from an outsider's viewpoint, particularly from the reference point of the English, he gained a new perspective. Later, when he died, he was a hero of the French Revolution, something that might not have happened had he not gotten kicked out of France for angering the wrong people with his words. Words are, or at least they can be, extremely powerful, but only if you learn how to use them that way. If you learn how to give a pretty good persuasive speech, you can make a ton of money selling other people's stuff from the stage. If you can learn how to write a persuasive sales letter, you can make even more money selling other people's stuff. Most people wrongly believe that persuasion is an art form, but in reality, it is pure science. And luckily, this science has already been pretty much figured out by a bunch of other people. So you know exactly what to practice, exactly how to practice, exactly how to measure your improvement. And using your words well is one of those things that can help you no matter what your job is. Two people with the same technical skills, the way you use your words can make all the difference. Two people pitching a room full of investors, the one who uses their words well will get the investment. Humans are not robots. Humans are not angels. Humans are not Vulcans. We are emotionally driven primates. And when you use your words well to move human emotions, you can pretty much do anything. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.